I'm delighted to welcome Nancy Williams from the Contemporary Quilt and Fiber Artists in Marymount. We'll learn more about their group, most especially the upcoming annual exhibit at the Cincinnati Nature Center on Tealtown Road, which takes place Friday, October 18th through Sunday, October 20th, from 9 to 5 each day. The theme of this exhibit is Show Your Spirit. And Nancy, I'm so delighted to welcome you tonight.
Thank you for having me.
So a popular feature of this annual show is the President's Challenge. So tell us a little bit about that, what that involves.
Each year, our president or co-presidents present a challenge, and those who wish to participate go all out for an artistic impression of what that means to them.
So this is not just quilts, because fiber arts, as many people know, have expanded and include so many things now. So what kinds of creations are we going to see?
Well, we have very many talented artists in our group, and they do quilting, doll making, weaving, knitting, crocheting, making 3D objects, anything to do with fiber. We have people who have made things that are shown nationally and internationally. It's quite a group of talented people. And I say people because we do have a gentleman in our group.
Go ahead. Well, I actually have the benefit of looking at a garment, a vest that you brought in tonight. This is quilted using various techniques. Tell us about that one, because this is not a quilt that you're going to put on your bed or hang on the wall.
No, we quilters like to use our talents to do wearable art as well. And for many years, I have made my own garments to enhance my wardrobe. And I enjoy using fabrics from all ethnic groups. This happens to be one from where the back or the quilted vest is made of fabric from Japan. And I happen to love Japanese fabrics, so I do tend to use those. But I also use other types as well.
So what kind of fabric is it, and what do you love most about Japanese fabrics?
I love the simplicity and the asymmetrical designs. This happens to be silk, but it's not a shiny silk. There are all kinds of silks.
It's a beautiful creation. It actually has squares within which there are circles of various designs. Want to tell us about what inspired those circles?
Thank you. Actually, I had taken a class from a woman who made quilts cutting up many different things and making like a kaleidoscope quilt. And when I was home just thinking about ideas, I was trying to think, how can I use this beautiful fabric on my vest? And I looked over and saw a paper template of circles that I'd gotten from her class. And so I thought, voila, and I used that.
There is an artist reception on October 20th at 1, and I understand that there are some items that will be for sale. Is this true?
Yes, many people sell their items from the show. We also have a boutique where people can buy many different types of quilted things. Not just quilted, but any kind of fiber art is available. We have books and garments and all kinds of things. It's a wonderful show.
In terms of the members of your group, do you find that quilters are predominant, or is it varied and egalitarian in terms of the art?
Actually, it started off quilting group, but it has expanded. We welcome anybody who loves any kind of fiber or working with fiber.
As I understand it, even though you have mentioned that you have members who've exhibited internationally, you welcome people at all levels.
Yes, we do. We have a few beginners, and we welcome them as much. We love to share. Everybody in the group seems to enjoy the sharing of not only the items, but of the explanation of how they were made or why they chose to do that. And it's just so inspiring.
You have monthly meetings.
Yes.
Give us a sample. What kinds of things go on at a monthly meeting?
We have a business meeting, and we have two presidents, co-chairs, a secretary, and a treasurer. So we do have business to conduct. And then we have a short break, and we do show and tell. And that's my favorite part.
So that's an opportunity to not only show your piece, but talk about techniques as well as inspiration.
Absolutely. Recently, we've had someone share how she chooses her colors, and especially for beginners, that's a very important thing of how to balance the colors, not just the color wheel, but how to use different kinds of fabrics. We've also had a demo on Notan, which is like a yin-yang, a black and white, or it doesn't have to be black and white, but there was an exhibit at the barn in Marymount by one former member and one current member which was just outstanding. So beginners and those of us who've been around a while all enjoy it, and we especially like to share with each other.
I'm thinking about your love of Japanese fabric. I'm guessing some people have the opportunity to travel, but do you share sources also for...
Yes, we share, and sometimes we actually teach workshops in the barn and also in small groups. We just have all kinds of activities available.
So I should mention that the barn in Marymount is where you meet regularly, and you also have an exhibit there.
Yes, we have two shows a year, one at the barn, where we do meet monthly, and one at the Cincinnati Nature Center. And this is our 15th year, and I think I've been to everyone.
Well, as I mentioned, people will have a visual treat just looking at your website, but certainly going to the event itself will be a visual treat. So thanks so much for visiting with us tonight.
Thank you very much.
The Contemporary Quilt and Fiber Artists will present their annual show featuring the President's Challenge. This year, the theme is Show Your Spirit. It will be held at the Cincinnati Nature Center on Tealtown Road from Friday, October 18th through Sunday, October 20th from 9 to 5 each day. And good to know, it's free to the public. You'll find more information at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Barbara Gray.